Thank you for calling Epoxy Hair.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Haven.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. I was just following up regarding your account and the past due balance. We're still having trouble processing it.
I'm about my wife canceled it. She didn't. I thought we canceled it. She didn't cancel it.
No, you can't cancel it with a past due balance. Her and I talked on the 18th, and I think what the problem is in your terms and conditions that she acknowledged with her e-signature, she agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 14th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there is a $249 past due balance on the account. And we can't even cancel the account with a past due balance.
Okay, so we got to pay that balance before we cancel.
Yeah, but canceling the account would dramatically affect your business because everything that we've done in getting you ranked on Google would unravel and the site would come down.
I make most of my money as of right now out Thumbtack. I haven't made any money from you guys, so that's why I'm canceling, because it's not beneficial as of right now. It may be in the future as my business get bigger, but as of right now, I make most of my money off Thumbtack, on leads, and just word of mouth. I haven't got anything
from
you guys.
So you received a call through the dashboard last week from Paris Sheen on from phone number 404-599-0090. He wanted to get a quote for black and red marble epoxy flooring. You gave him a $6,400 bid based on his square footage, and he wanted to go to your Instagram and look at some of your examples. But that's
what was his name?
His name was Paris Sheen. That came in on March 11th. March 8th, Emily McCone called. She wanted an estimate on epoxy living room and 2 bedrooms. You gave her the direct line because you were aware that she called through the tracking number. And then you wanted her to send you a text message with the square footage so that you could get that quote to her. Tina Ferguson
her name was
called.
Emily?
Emily McCone, 678-372-1716 is her phone number.
Yeah.
And you asked her to send you, to get your direct line and send you a text with the square footage.
Her name was Emily?
Mm-hmm.
And
Emily
Paris
McCone. And then Paris.
Okay, yeah, okay. I do remember a guy named Paris. He got like a store or something.
Yep. He said $6,400 was the bid based on the square footage that he gave you.
I do remember talking to him.
Yeah, last month, Tina Ferguson, 100 Timberwick in Hogansville, Georgia, looking to do epoxy in my kitchen, living room, and dining room. She sent a lead through your website. And then Royce Todd, he called you last month as well, but you gave him your direct line also.
Yeah, you know, it's in Paris too.
I remember those names.
So it came from Local Splash. Okay.
Exactly.
But I haven't got any jobs. The request has been there, but I haven't actually done any jobs from them, but that's fine. It's just, I'd be so busy with Thumbtack and I pay them so much for their leads weekly. I'm paying you guys $200 a month, but I'm not seeing anything back. Yes, I may get a call once a week from you guys, which I'm not complaining about it, but I'm constantly getting work from Thumbtack and I'm constantly busy. So it's almost like, yes, I may get a call once a week, but it's out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah,
but that $200 when it comes in, it's like, okay, I get a call once a week. I'm looking at what's the traffic. I get more traffic from Thumbtack than I get from Local Splash. They call in with the questions and with the quote. I haven't went out and done a quote yet. I mean, I went out to a property yet, but I don't think they actually know what. I mean, no one knows the price of this stuff. They just question it, and I get that. But the traffic, the phone calls isn't as heavy coming from you guys than it is coming from Thumbtack. So that's why
so
I told my wife as of right now.
Charge per lead, or is it like all inclusive?
Yeah, that's
like,
the thing. That's the thing. They charge per lead. So I may get 10 leads a week. Like,
oh,
I have
I
my
see.
Thing. I have it set at $200 or $250 or $200 a week. So that's what
okay.
I have to set up. So no, they don't go no more than that. But out of those leads, if I get one job, it'll take care of that $200 for all the rest of them.
No,
so if I get 10 calls a week, that one job would take, if I get 10 jobs, if I get 10 calls, and out of 10 calls, I'm going to do one or two of those jobs. So I don't see that $200 as a loss because I get it back.
Of course.
You guys,
yeah.
If I'm getting one call a week,
So here's the thing.
I
went in and I just listened to a small handful of the leads that were on the dashboard. But in the time that you've been with us, your company has had 1,387 clicks to your site through the Facebook ads. And then on Google, you were found an additional, let me just go to the tracking here, 163 times with Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I think there's a chance that you might be getting some work out of this, at least that you're not aware, because you have to understand that when someone goes to Google and they type in what they need, right, your company comes up on top. So most people will click to call you or they'll contact you for immediate, you know, contact. But there will be certain occurrences where they can't reach you right away because maybe they're at work or they're with family, and then they'll plug their information into that form and you're notified that there's a lead coming through the site. But because the lead is a part of our service, it's all free of charge, meaning it's included in the package. So,
right. So
there's
where,
a couple.
Where does it go? Like, if I get a missed call from that, whatever. Where does it go? Like, they don't leave a message or a text. I can't call that number. There's no number that pops up for that person. So where does that go?
Oh, all of those numbers are stored on the dashboard. So there's a client dashboard. So, for instance, when you give those people your direct line and you say, hey, text me the square footage, let's say a day or so goes by and you don't get a text from them, you could go back to their dashboard and you can see the number, you can see the timestamp of the call, you can text them back at that number based on the information that you see on the dashboard. So there's a lot of information there, and it sounds to me like maybe you've never logged into your client dashboard, have you?
I don't think I even know that is.
Okay. Yeah, I can send you the login again. That's no problem. But I want to let you know, because I run a couple of options by your wife the other day, and I want to let you know that your program for $249 monthly includes $100 worth of extra Facebook ads. And what I'm thinking is if you're not getting a return on that, we can take those Facebook ads off, and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. Because with that package, you're still on the first page of Google, you're still on the first page of Bing, the website stays up and running, and you stay mobily optimized, which means you'd still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So a lot of people will go to a package like that if they hit a tight spot, because you could always call back later and put the ads on if you wanted to. You see?
I'm designing something online, so I'm listening to what you're saying, and I'm going to call you back and just pay you this, and I'll talk to you, I guess, talk to you about it a bit more. And we can go more in depth with it. But let me just pay you this $20 and get it some worth, because I'm out.
Okay.
And I have to pay you that. And if I pay it and if we can cancel it off that, then I cancel it. If not, then cool, but you guys got your money. So,
okay. We can do that. That would prevent further charges. So, did you want to use a different card right now?
No, I don't have any card. I don't know what card is even on there. I don't have my watch. So
it's American Express ending in 7445. But
give me your number.
Yeah, so my direct line is 877.
Hold on. All right, 877.
635. 6225, extension 777.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Yeah. So that's the toll-free number for Local Splash, that 877 number. And then when you call it, you'll get a bunch of voice prompts, like for this, press 1, and for that, press 2. So if you automatically just type in that 777, it'll ring directly to my desk.
All right. So you say extension 777.
Correct. Exactly. And then once this settles, I was telling your wife... It's for $249, but if your intention is just to settle that and cancel, I can take the Facebook ads off, because that $249 would give you a fresh batch of ads, which you wouldn't use because you're going to cancel it right after, right? So I could take those off, and that would lower that past due amount to $149, okay? Now, once this settles, you have an option of canceling the program and then keeping the website and just paying $49 monthly for the hosting of the site. Have you seen the site that we built?
To be honest, I'm not going to lie. I don't remember much about BookSplash or the website. I do mostly work. I don't really be into the paperwork part or looking at all. I just take the calls and do the work. My wife, she be into all that part of it. I don't have time to get into it.
Yeah, but, well, next time you have a chance, just look yourself up. Just put Epoxy Haven, Fairburn, Georgia, and you'll see the Google listing that we created. You'll see the website that we built. You'll see that site is attached to Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, City Search, Super Pages. You name it, it's there. So what happens when the site cancels or the program cancels, you lose the website too. And I'm thinking, since the website is epoxyhavenga.com, you know, for Georgia, you're probably going to want to keep it anyway, because, you know, bare minimum in 2024, companies that do a lot of word of mouth, they at least need a website, you know, and this way you already have that up and running. So, you know, that might be an option for you. If, you know, you wanted to cancel and keep the site, you could absolutely do that.
Yeah, that's something to look into. Can I call you? Do you work on weekends? You close at 5?
I'm here Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern.
And no weekend. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm here by another 30 minutes. So for some reason you want to call me and it's after 7, then we could just maybe connect on Monday.
All right. Well, either way, I'm going to call you. So if I don't call you in 30 minutes, I will give you a call, leave you a woman's mail, and let you know what I'm saying, and go from there.
Yeah, I just got a text message, extension 777, so that was probably you just typing it in your phone so you could remember it, huh? Okay.
Yes,
so do you want me to send you the rest of the number on the text just so that you have it?
I have that. I just texted, so
you have it.
I mean, come on, the 877-635. Yeah, because that's how I texted it, so I have that.
Got it. Okay, perfect. Okay, so I think we have a good game plan. So, you know, my name again is Tina. We'll be talking some more. And then what I'll do right now, just so you don't have to look it up, is I'll send you a link to your website so that you can see it. And that way, if you decide to keep the site, you have that option, okay?
All right, cool. That'll work. Thanks.
All right, you're welcome. Have a nice weekend, too.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, bye-bye.